This episode of Coverville is brought to you by Casper. Find out how you can save $50 towards select mattresses by listening to this podcast. Coming up on episode number 1207, early next week, would have been George Harrison's 75th birthday. Yeah, the Quiet Beatle. And personally, my favorite of the four Beatles, although I like them all. They're like your children, right? You can't like one more than the other, but I do like George Harrison more than the other three. Sorry. Sorry, Paul, Ringo, John. Sorry, guys. George was my favorite. Maybe it was because he was the Quiet Beatle. And the other three have been anything but quiet. Well, it would have been his 75th birthday next week. And to celebrate, got some favorites, got some covers of some George Harrison solo tracks, some Beatles covers, even some covers of a song he did with a little band that had Bob Dylan and Tom Petty. You know the one. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, February 21st, 2018. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Today, celebrating the music, the legacy of Mr. George Harrison. Again, you know, the Quiet Beatle, known as the Quiet Beatle, but his impact on their music and some of their biggest and best songs were Northern songs, were songs written by George. We're going to get to some of those. We're going to get to some stuff that he did solo, some covers of stuff he did solo. As a matter of fact, that is where we're going to start. Back in 2016, a bunch of different artists got together and recorded a tribute to George called George Fest, a night to celebrate the music of George Harrison. And I'm just now realizing that in the show notes for that album, they've misspelled the nickname of our first artist here. Now, he's a guy that you know better for his parody work. Way better for the songs that he does parody-wise, way better for the songs he does comedy-wise. As a matter of fact, you'd be hard-pressed to come up with any other song that this guy has done that isn't intended to be comedy, isn't intended to be parody. The guy I'm talking about is Weird Al Yankovic, and he turned in a very honest and true and straight performance of What Is Life as part of George Fest. We're going to listen to it right now. Here is Weird Al Yankovic.
I feel I can't say. Dancing down the sidewalk. Give me love, give me love, give me peace on earth. Give me light, give me life, keep me free from birth. Oh, give me hope and help me cope with this heavy load. Trying to touch and reach you with heart and soul. Oh.
I really wanna go with you.
The only way to cover My Sweet Lord is to inject a little bit of the Chiffons He's So Fine in there, because that very famous lawsuit that was levied against George Harrison for borrowing the melody of He's So Fine to use for My Sweet Lord. If you remember that, there's been people actually, the Chiffons even did a cover later on of My Sweet Lord to kind of say, hey, George, no hard feelings. No hard feelings, man. Because it came from the record label. That was My Sweet Lord, covered there by a band called Hooray for the Riff Raff from their 2013 album, My Dearest Darkest Neighbor. Great stuff. Jenna Mamina from an album called Begin to Dance from last year, with a cover of Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth. Man, she's just got an incredible voice and so spot on, like absolutely perfect pitch. In that song, which I absolutely love. Jenna Mamina and her cover of Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth. Spock's Beard, throwing a little prog at you there with Beware of Darkness from their album of the same name, one of the very first releases by Spock's Beard. And if you like that, make sure to check out an episode of Soundography that Hammond Chamberlain and I did about Spock's Beard and their whole history, their catalog, their library. You can find that over at soundography.com. You can hear a lot of their stuff on that show. We talk about them for the entire episode because we listen to their entire catalog right before recording that episode. So go check that out, soundography.com. Weird Al Yankovic, right at the top of the show with What Is Life, a very straight-ahead cover for Weird Al, which is uncharacteristic, to say the least, from George Fest, A Night to Celebrate the Music of George Harrison, which came out back in 2016. That whole album, by the way, is incredible. Really, really good. We're going to get to some more George Harrison in just a moment, but before we do that, I got to tell you about the sponsor for this week. You heard me talking about them at the top of the show. Now, you know, let's talk, right? What shape is your body? Is it exactly the same as every other shape out there? Is it rectangular? Is it a cube? No. I mean, we've got curves, man. We've all got curves. We've all got curves in different places and different shapes. So why not get a mattress that takes into mind the human curve? They're designed to mimic human curves and give comfortable support for all kinds of bodies. I'm talking about Casper mattresses. These guys, designed by humans. Their mattresses are designed by humans to be used by humans, not by toaster ovens, right? You're going to get a mattress that takes into mind your curves. Besides, you spend a third of your life sleeping, so why not make that third comfortable? I can't do anything about the other two-thirds in your life, but at least that third will be comfortable. It's incredible. You get this box. You order a Casper mattress, and you get this box that doesn't look like there's any way there could be a mattress in there. We got ours, opened it up, got the mattress out of there, and then put it on the floor and just kind of let it expand. And it's that slow kind of expansion that kind of symbolizes the feeling you're going to get when you sleep on it. At least it did for us. Slept on it that night, and it was one of the best night's sleep we'd had in a long time, just because it was so comfortable. You wouldn't expect so much comfort out of a mattress that comes in a box the size of a personal refrigerator. Ours was the Casper, but they've got a couple other different kinds. The Wave, the Essential. The Wave actually has a patent-pending premium support system that mirrors the natural shape of your body. The Essential has a streamlined design at a price that won't keep you up at night. Of course, then they have the original Casper as well. They're all designed, developed, and assembled right here in the U.S. of A. That's Casper. Now, I promised you a code. I promised you a way to save $50 on select mattresses from Casper. By the way, you can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep-on-it trial. In other words, take this thing out, put it through its paces for 100 nights if you're not happy with it, but you will be. But if you're not, then it's really, really easy to get it back to them. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/coverville and use the promo code COVERVILLE at checkout. Terms and conditions apply, but go make sure you check them out. That's casper.com/coverville. Expertly designed mattresses to help you get your best rest one night at a time. That was close, right? Close to getting that perfectly timed. pretty good, though. I'll take it. I'm happy with that. Back to George Harrison covers here. We got a set of Beatles covers. Well, a set of covers that George Harrison, of bands that George Harrison was in. You may remember this one called The Beatles. This is a cover of the song Something, included on the 2005 album Beatles Regrooved, a really cool project where they took Beatles music and kind of put them in a more ambient electronic music setting. It's awesome. It's a really, really good dinner party album. Put that on when you get friends over and they'll be wondering what they're hearing. John Selway contributed this cover of Something. Here it is right here. Here's John Selway and Something.
Thank you. and sleeping while my guitar gently weeps.
Everybody. myself, I guess. Oh, the sweet smell of success. Handle me with care.
Thank you.
Everybody got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine.
So appropriate right now to play that. That is Here Comes the Sun, performed by the Urban Voices Collective. Comes from an album called A Symphony of British Music, music for the closing ceremonies of the London 2012 Olympics. That's why it feels like it's a good time to play that, of course, because the Olympics are going on right now. Handle with Care right before that, originally done by the Traveling Wilburys, of which George Harrison was a member. Espen Lind, Kurt Nielsen, Alejandro Fuentes and Askill Holm performing that as part of the Hallelujah Live. It was a two-album series, Volume 1, Volume 2. Came out in 2009. Those guys' voices are incredible, and their harmonies are magnificent, really well done. While My Guitar Gently Weeps, that one's from that Beatles Mania album. It has kind of a smooth reggae kind of feel to it. Ekman performing that one for that 2011 album. And John Selway at the top of that set with a cover of Something, that one part of that Beatles Regrooved project where they took a bunch of different Beatles songs and made them a little bit more electronic and atmospheric. Good background music while you're working, for sure. We got time for one last set. We're going to begin this one with a cover done by Jonathan Willman. Jonathan Wilson and Graham Nash, recorded in 2011 for the Harrison Covered, which was an album that came along with Mojo Magazine, exclusive tribute to George from that magazine. Here is Isn't It a Pity?
Isn't it a pity? Now isn't it a shame how we break each other's hearts and cause each other pain? How we take each other's love without thinking anymore, forgetting to give back. Now isn't it a pity? Some things take so long, but how do I explain? Not too many people can see we're all the same. The beauty that surrounds us. Now isn't it a pity?
Thank you.
the first song that George Harrison wrote for his All Things Must Pass album, Wah Wah. The original, by the way, featured Ringo Starr, Eric Clapton, Badfinger all performing on that track. And supposedly, it's a swipe at Paul McCartney from some of those more fight-filled recording sessions that the Beatles had near the end when George was about to call it quits. Wah Wah, covered there by the Pantukas from the album That Covers That, Volume 1, which came out in 2012. Sparkle Jets UK with a cover of Devil's Radio, which was one of the songs he had on his Cloud 9 album. It came from a tribute that came out in 2004 called He Was Fab, a loving tribute to George Harrison. Jim James, or Yim Yames, from My Morning Jacket, with a cover of Ballad of Sir Frankie Crisp, Let It Roll. That one came out, it came out on an album, an EP, that Jim James, or Yim Yames, if you prefer, released called Tribute 2. He did a couple of these EPs that were tributes to George Harrison. The first one, I think he only initially released at concerts. That was the only way you could get a hold of this thing, was to go see Jim James in concert. But later on, he decided to make them more publicly available and open that and Tribute to Volume 2 up for purchase as of last year, 2017. Jonathan Wilson and Graham Nash doing that cover of Isn't It a Pity, that one from the Mojo Magazine Harrison Covered CD, an exclusive tribute to George, stuck right there to the front of the magazine back in 2011 with some glue, unless you picked up at Barnes & Noble, in which case chances are that CD was ripped off the cover, because that's what people do at Barnes & Noble, and it's not cool. You hear me? Not cool. All right. I guess that's going to do it. Wow, I end it with some ranting there at the end there. Sorry. I'll be nice now. Hey, you cool people, including those of you who rip CDs off the front of magazines. If you want to get in touch with me, email me. requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can also call the request line. That's 1-877-COVER. That's 1-877. What is it? It's 877-7-COVER-9. Of course it is. 1-877-7-COVER-9. That rant had me all messed up. That ending the show on a rant, not the way I want to go out. You know? It's not. It's just not. 1-877-7-COVER-9 is the phone number to use. You can also visit coverville.com. Why don't you do that? That's an easier thing. Go to coverville.com, check out past episodes, become a patron of the show. Help support the show, even if it's with $2-3 a month. It's cheap. That's nothing. Give up one white mocha latte tall with extra foam, and you'll have me covered. Ah, pun intended. Of course, that's where you can go for everything else. Coverville.com. Big thanks to Casper.com for supporting the show, sponsoring us today. And big thanks to you for listening to us. Thank you so much. There is no show next week. What? Yes, no show next week. You heard me correctly. Taking the week off. I'm going to be in Orlando, Florida, so it'll be really hard for me to get to my recording equipment. I'll just say that. But we'll be back the week after, that first week of March, with a new episode. Until then, this is Brian Ibbitt saying... so I'm going to forget the closing like in the next 2 weeks, not doing a show. This is Brian Ibbitt. I'm saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye. Already in vacation mode. Coverville is brought to you by Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. And Coverville is part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're going to have hear podcasts so good, they've got their minds set on your ears.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.